If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
When your computer freezes up and that little hourglass comes on, or that little circle comes on and all your programs freeze, you push the restart. You hit Control Alt Delete. That means something has caused it to mess up right now. Then just restart. That's what Paul is saying. When what you see doesn't make sense, restart so you can see that what you are seeing is governed by what you don't see. You need a restart. It's been running good ever since. Been running good ever since. See, I thought it was something serious. You thought this little trial you were going through was going to cause you to backslide and call and give up on God. The devil is a liar. This light afflicts you. You thought it was pneumonia. All it was an allergy. Every time the devil hits, some of you are so scared by what you see that you've been dying of the same heart attack for 27 years. Every time something comes on your body, you think you're going to die. The doctor orders a test. Oh, praise God. Why they order that test? Because they want the money. I just give them what they want. And then when I excel in it, praise God. See, you don't worry when you look beyond the physical realm. The devil traps us when he has us looking at the physical, when we ought to be looking at the spiritual. You serve a God that works behind the scenes. Don't get caught up in what's happening or not happening. God is working on your behalf. Woohoo! Glory to God. I want to run down there and get somebody a high five. God is working on your behalf, even behind. This is why Paul says don't pay attention to that stuff. See, what the scriptures try to teach us is that the person that controls your mind is the one that will control your speech. And if your speech is controlled in a negative dimension, then you will always speak negatively. But if your speech is controlled by the kingdom of God, then you will know that when all the walls are closing in on you, you serve a God that'll open up a new way. You see, you cannot allow yourself to be framed by the things in your physical world. You serve the El Shaddai. I need you to understand that the Hebrew term El Shaddai, by basic definition, is Almighty God. All right? But in the Hebrew connotation, it means many-breasted one. You see, it means God has a lot of supply, so that if one ain't working, you got another one to choose from. He proved that to us with Elijah. He said, Elijah, the brook Kereth is drying up. Some of you, your brook Kereth is drying up. But God is so faithful, he said, get up and go to Zarephath, because now I've got somebody else to support you. Don't think that God's program ends because one brook dries up. Open up your eyes and see in the spirit that when you think it's over, it's just now beginning. This thing ain't over until God says it's over. You rejoice when you get an opportunity to see God move on your behalf. You in the kingdom now. And I'm going to teach you kingdom principles. You don't need to know all that fleshly mess, all that religious mumbo jumbo, all that Pentecostal hocus pocus. You need to know that I'm in the kingdom. And in the kingdom, things activate by speech. Fear has no part in our lives. Jesus said, if you can say it, you're going to have it. Stop confessing doubt and unbelief. Stop confessing uncertainty and fear. Say what God says. Stop the insanity. change the atmosphere. Glory to God. Giving up on God simply because the situation. Look, some things you have to fight through. That's right. Some things you have to fight for. But you don't give up. You don't give up. You press. You don't let them tell you no when you know you deserve a yes. Laying down and letting people in business tell you they ain't going to do so and so. You say, devil, you a lie. I ain't laying down. I know God said this was mine. You ain't keeping what's mine away from me. Don't claim a husband or a wife that's not yours. But God says you're going to be my husband. Then they go off and marry somebody else. And then you lose your faith. No, you better thank God they went off and married somebody else. Walk over and shake that person. Thank you for taking that off me. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know what you mean. You don't need to know. I thank God. You trust your God. Don't claim what's not yours. Jesus wasn't telling us to go out and just arbitrarily just claim stuff. Lord, I claim that Lamborghini sports car. For what? I can't run it nowhere. What am I going to do, running up and down Cheltenham Avenue? 165 miles an hour up Cheltenham Avenue, but got a stoplight every block. Now, if I lived in Germany, near that race course, and I could go out and let the open up all 24 cylinders, then I can claim it. Don't claim something you can't support. Don't claim something you can't afford. If your income doesn't let you afford it, don't claim it. Because then you have to invite other people, and you're going to ruin their lives by trying to maintain your doubtful life. Don't keep looking at the stuff that's temporal. Even physical blessings are temporal. Don't get jealous when you see, they had this thing on television about this young boy who came of age. He was 16, and his father was one of these rap stars. And the party that boy had, at the end of the party, his father took him outside and showed him this Mercedes May something. May, what is it? Maybach. Now, I'm understanding this car is six figures. Now, the boy is 16. He can't even drive it. But his father buys him this big fancy car and can't even drive. So what he did was get him a chauffeur until he was old enough to drive it. 16 years old in a car like that. When I was 16, I had a bike that I stole. That's past the statute of limitations. You can't do nothing about it. I saw a bike without a chain. And I said, glory, God gave me that bike. I jumped on it and took it on down 21st Street. And here this boy's got a six-figure car at 16. And so that creates our realities as Christians. We're going around asking God for stuff that he really doesn't want us to have. Because that stuff will have us instead of us having the stuff. So don't use what I'm saying to create an environment that God has not made for you. While he doesn't want us living as paupers, he also doesn't want us overextended. If you are a believer and you employ biblical principles of stewardship over your finances, your credit score should be high. If you are a believer, your credit card debt should be no more than 10% of your adjusted gross income if you are a believer. Because God gave you principles by which to govern your finances. You can't keep. See, that's why churches step in. Come on, bring your mortgage and your electric bill down to the front. We can step on your gas bill. We can burn your electric bill. But nobody told Pico. They're going to send it to you next month. And you can speak it into faith. But if you don't pay it after five warnings, the angel of Pico is going to shut your power down. Christians that are Christians should not be in insurmountable debt. You have not applied biblical principles if your credit card debt requires you to pay just the minimum amount each month. You are out of the will of God. Out of the will of God. Now get mad at me and walk out. But see, you're going to walk out broke. I'm going to stand here with zero balances on all my credit cards. So get mad at me and see who's right. Because we create that environment that we rejoice when we get a credit card. Oh, praise God. They sent me a MasterCard with $15,000 worth of interest, worth of credit. If you can't pay it back in 30 days, don't use it. You a child. Do you know how that looks? When you go to the bank or you got such a horrible credit rating that they won't give you money. And the person taking your information is a Christian at your church. And you were getting up testifying about how much God is blessing you and how much money he's giving you. And you're not doing. Why? Because you spoke things from your genealogy. Because everybody in your family spoke that way. And if you look back carefully, you'll find that that financial irresponsibility has been in your family since the days they came off the Mayflower. We've been in debt since the emancipation because the carpetbaggers came south and made our ancestors borrow money for the very farms that they worked on and knew they couldn't pay it back. And as a people, we've been in that bondage forever. But I'm telling you now, the power of God and the word of God is designed to break that bondage. The word of the Lord says that you in financial bondage, you are a slave to the lender. And that's why the proverb said you should not even co-sign. Not even for your kids. Because that puts you in bondage. God's trying to get you free and you keep putting yourself in bondage. Payday loans at 100%. Look at the world we've created. Stop the insanity.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3317P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.